It has built my resume. It's made me have the connections that I have today that I wouldn't have even been considered for because I was so young in my educational life. So, no, I think they are important, and to think that they would be done away with, I think, would be a disappointment for a lot of young students.
That's Madeleine Britt, a second-year journalism student at the Rochester Institute of Technology. Britt says in the current economic climate, she's often told she won't be able to get a job when she graduates, and an unpaid internship could be the difference.
You have to make the decision, what's going to help me in the long run? And if you have to choose being a barista at night and then working at a newspaper for free during the day, sometimes you just have to make that choice.
Alison Green runs the blog Ask a Manager, a kind of Dear Abby for workplace issues. She says unpaid internships come up a lot in her column, and for her, they're integral to finding that first job.
Work experience is so valuable, and it really differentiates candidates who are getting interviews and getting job offers from recent grads who just aren't getting that and are facing long-term unemployment or underemployment.
Green says the recent lawsuits and resulting publicity will make some companies wary and probably less likely to offer unpaid internships. But she doesn't think that will result in a higher number of paid positions, just less experience for students and young grads.
Anything that we do that limits the opportunities available to them, that limits the experience they're able to put on their resume, is going to give them a harder time in an already very tough market.
For those opposed to unpaid internships, the tough job market is reason enough why good work that benefits the employer shouldn't go unpaid. Eric Glatt was the plaintiff in the court case against Fox Searchlight Pictures, which got this whole conversation rolling. He claimed that he and other interns who worked on the 2010 ballet thriller Black Swan were doing the work of paid employees and should have been compensated for that work. The court agreed. Speaking on a conference call after the decision was handed down, Glatt said the almost universal acceptance that young people should work for free is unacceptable.
One of the important aspects of this problem is the fact that it's become so normalized that people don't even think twice about calling someone who should be a paid employee an intern on a job posting and suddenly thinking that that's sufficient not to have to pay wages.
With estimates of upward of 1 million unpaid interns across the US economy each year, Glatt says it's time the issue was addressed.
It's time for people to really sort of take a hard look at this and start recognizing it for what it is, and it's just become a form of institutionalized wage theft.
Despite the illegality of most unpaid intern positions, Bob Park, director of the Career Development Center for the Simon Graduate School of Business, says they're unlikely to go away.
It's very tough in a market like this to present a resume that has very little on it, let's put it that way. So it gives you some sort of an advantage. It gives you some sort of an edge.
Park says there are situations in which employers take advantage of a student's need for experience, but in most cases, he says, students are the ones driving collaborations with a company. Prior to the Fox Searchlight case, the interpretation of the law was that a person had to be gaining more from the transaction than the employer for the position to be unpaid. Now, the New York federal court ruling says for unpaid positions to be legal, the position has to be purely educational, with no benefits to the employer. All that aside, Bob Park from the Simon School says it should come down to intent.
If a candidate pursues a firm, an employer, because they're hungry, really that employer's intention is to help. If an employer actively seeks out a candidate, then their intention is to get some free labor.
Student Madeleine Britt says she's always been the one to approach employers. But she says all students and grads going into those positions need to know what the parameters of the internship are and make clear that they have expectations of their employer too.
I'm a huge supporter of unpaid internships if they're the right unpaid internships. And right, I mean by, you know, what are they asking you to do? Is it have any relation to the career choice that you're going for, or are you just getting them coffee?
In Rochester, I'm Kate O'Connell for the Innovation Trail.